Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Didn't get to speak to him earlier this week. I missed that. But he was at SHOT Show. Joining us now, probably on his way home from said SHOT Show, is writer Dean Weingarten. How's it going?
You are. I'm doing well, and you are exactly correct. I'm actually parked outside of Burger King in Bullhead City, Arizona. So I'm about, you know, a third the way back, and the SHOT Show went well, and then I visited the Antique Arms Show. That was the big Antique Arms Show, that the midwinter show. It was only a mile and a half away from the SHOT Show, so
really?
That was good, too.
So
today for that.
Did they hold the annual Ammoland breakfast?
No, they didn't. I actually texted Freddie Real and asked him, hey, you know, are you doing anything about it? He said, there's nobody there to organize it. So I'm hoping he sent out, you know, a message saying it was canceled or something.
The Freddie Real breakfast that he does at Ammoland at SHOT Show is legendary. The only thing wrong with it is about the time you get it, you got to eat it while you're actually doing whatever we're doing it there for in a group. And then as soon as that's all done, we got to run because they're kicking us out.
Yep, you are correct.
That's a really high demand venue, I guess.
Yeah.
So, what was the crowd like at SHOT Show? How was it laid out? I mean, could you tell?
Oh, well, it's fascinating, Bill. And what it is that they added like 16%. More square footage to the SHOT Show. It was about 692,000 in 2020, and they've increased it to about 800,000 this year.
Right.
So right off, things are more spread out. And then the people who registered the show, it's down about 24%. It was down from about 55,000 in 2020 to 42,000-43,000. I don't know if they had the final figure, but that was as close as they had when I got the numbers. And so that's down about 24%. So you take, that's just registered.
Right.
And then people had trouble traveling. Now, the reason that Freddie and several other people from Ammoland weren't here, their flights got canceled.
I wondered about that.
They're going to miss a day or two. They said, well, we're just not going. So it was not crowded. Usually the show is just shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to really pick your way through a crowd. You hope you get in with a group that's moving the same direction you are. And the aisles around the displays are fairly crowded as well. This year it wasn't like that. You could walk through this show easily. And it made it very easy to get to the people that you wanted to see. And so I didn't have really any difficulty going and seeing people. But since I tried to get articles out during the show as well, you know, I only spent maybe less than half the time actually out on the floor. Most of the time I was writing. More than half anyway. But even in the press room, I would say the first day we had less than half of what I normally expect of media in the press room. But the second day it seemed to pick up somewhat. And it was at about that level. So I'm wondering, I talked to one fellow who just said, yeah, my flight got canceled and I couldn't get here until today. That was
right.
On the second day.
Right.
So I think that, I don't know, they had about the same number of press they told me registered as last, in 2020. But, you know, my subjective experience is, at least on the first day, it was substantially less were able to make it to the show. So, and there were a few big players that were not there. Colt had minimal presence, and CZ had minimal presence.
Well, they're connected now.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, they were there.
You know, CZ bought Colt.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense then. And I do remember that. I just hadn't made the connection about the show.
Right.
And then, but Smith & Wesson was there. Let's see, Mossberg was there. Let's see, who else? FN was there. I mean, these are just displays that are coming off my mind. So there were a lot of big names there, a lot of what I'd call middle players. I don't know. I mean, Kel-Tet might be moving up from the middle player category. They've had remarkably, you know, the demand for some of their latest products is just been outrageous. Yeah, I've been trying to get one of those P-17, those little 22 pistols with a 16-shot magazine.
Right.
You know, I wanted to get one of those for about 2 years, and their production has not been able to keep up with demand. So I think, according, you know, talking to people, the scuttlebutt at the Kel-Tec booth, they probably sold about 100,000 of them so far. And they're producing in the neighborhood about 1,500 a week. So, you know, I think production will finally make it up to demand. But 100,000 run of any pistol is a pretty good run.
Right.
And they're still going for between 1.5 to twice the suggested retail price. So there were a lot of great displays and people and things to see. I had made some wonderful contacts. Yesterday, I was at the Kel-Tec booth, and I hung out there for a while because I wanted to get some more pictures of their new P-15 9mm. And there was somebody who answered some questions about their P-50. That's the 5.7 pistol that they've come out with. And I didn't pay much attention. Oh, yeah, obviously he knows what's going on. And it was George Kellgren. You know, he's legendary designer. He's probably designed more commercially successful guns than anybody else in history, except for John Moses Brown. And so he was there, and I thought, gee, I should have asked him for a picture. And so I asked some of the Kel-Tec employees, and they said, well, it depends on his mood. You know, he does what he wants. And so I waited around, and about 30 minutes later, he came down and asked him for a picture, so I now have a picture of George Kellgren and I shaking hands. I'm hoping I can maybe parlay it into an interview someday. I don't think he's done a lot of interviews. He looked very, very fit, though, so maybe we'll get another 15, 20 years out of him.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
It would be. He's come up. He's done a lot to change the industry, and I think the quality control on his product has increased tremendously in about the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, do me a favor and hang on. Heading into the first break, the most prolific writer at Ammoland is Dean. And Dean, expect a tsunami of new stuff coming from him as soon as he gets home and gets to work on it, probably tomorrow. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He is en route. How long of a drive is it for you to get to Vegas from where you live?
About 350 miles. Yeah, 350 miles, give or take a little bit.
Right. Do you like to travel? Do you have a small car or a big car?
It's a small SUV.
Okay.
And the load compartment in the back is big enough that I can, in a pinch, sleep in it.
You know, that's a good thing to have.
With the second row of seats folded down.
Right. Well, I get that. I have my vehicle to get there, had I been allowed to make the trip, is my personal private plane. It's called a Ford F-150.
That's a good vehicle.
Well, I talked to a bunch of these gun people that do, like James Yeager never flies. Steve Fisher doesn't fly. A lot of these guys just don't fly. And I asked them, because I had a mid-size SUV. I had a Ford Explorer. And I asked them which frame seemed to handle this kind of travel better. Because, you know, this is, it's a personal car, but I'm using it for traveling for business. So they said,
right,
minimum full-size pickup frame.
Well, I traveled a lot in a couple of different full-size pickups. I had one of the best vehicles, I have to say, I've ever had was a Dodge with the Cummins diesel engine, 3/4 ton. And that was a great vehicle for traveling. I absolutely loved it. But at the time, diesel was cheaper than gasoline, and you got more miles per gallon. So, you know, I tend to be look at how much I have to pay to travel, and I'm kind of cheap that way. And
hey, me too.
And this, the one that I got, this little SUV, is it met the criteria as being big enough to carry around all the grandkids and another couple of adults, and still be economical, sort of. So
gotcha.
That the grandkids were the deciding factor.
I get that. I do. I get it. So, as you left SHOT Show, did you go check out the other venue? Did you go check out Caesar's Palace?
I did. I did that yesterday. I tell you, it's a long walk from the press club or the press room to the back of the Caesar's Palace venue. It must be close to a mile. You know, and I walk regularly, so it was no big deal, but I was just thinking, this is quite a ways. It must have taken me at least 20 minutes to walk it.
I thought they had a monorail lined up for it.
Yeah, maybe they did. I didn't notice it. I mean, I was going through the other parts of the show, you know, and there were wonderful exhibits, and there's so many. There was, I think it was something like 2,300 exhibitors this year, maybe a little bit more or less. And there no doubt were a few that canceled out at the last minute or whatever. You just cannot possibly see them all. There's like 13 miles of aisle at the SHOT Show. I think it's almost 14. I remember looking at the number on one of the boards they put up.
Right.
And that's a lot if you're going to spend any time. I mean, I was talking to an exhibitor at the back of Caesar's Palace there, way towards the end, E&T Technologies, I think it stands for Edward and Tony or something. And this guy used to be known, I don't know if you ever heard of him, called Plum Crazy, making AR-15 sort of rifles. And he had a special for dealer, which I don't have an FL anymore, of 5 of these complete rifles. And they had sights on them too, about $385 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah, and he has some kind of, I don't know if it's patented or if he just modified things, but his own trigger. And with that trigger and safety system on these rifles, you can keep the safety on safe when you are working the action. Where I don't believe you can do that with a regular AR. And the trigger he had on it, I have to say, was very nice. And he claimed these were just right out of the box. That was just the regular trigger you would get. So I was kind of impressed, and we kind of hit it off, and I must have talked to him for close to half an hour because he had a lot of interesting things to say. Also a very political guy. But anyhow, I think his name's Edward Ivierny, I think, but I'm probably butchering it.
I remember the Plum Crazy Lowers. I think I've actually had one.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
is he going to send you an AR?
Well, he invited me to visit the plant. It's in Bullhead City.
Maybe
that's about halfway.
Go check out Bullhead City. That sounds like they'd be fun just to go to without a gun plant.
I agree. I mean, that's why I kind of asked if I could get an invite. And I gave him, we exchanged cards and stuff, but that's the type of thing you find. You find these people that are just utterly fascinating to talk to, and you cannot get a good conversation and get the information you want in 30 seconds. You just can't do it. And so you have to concentrate on particular things. I mean, for somebody like me who's trying to get stories and such, and I got several really good stories, as well as trying to get sort of the generic stuff like, what's the attendance? I had put out two stories and a half about that, and one of them's gotten published at Amaland so far. And I've just been interested in Kel-Tec because the engineers there have been interested and willing to talk to me about the process and what's going on. And then I went to Remington Ammunition and got a great conversation there about how they re-engineered a whole bunch of their rimfire line to overcome the problems they had a decade ago, and they're going full bore 24/7 as much as they possibly can to pump out ammunition now. This was the guy with a 30-year project product manager in ammunition there at Remington. You just don't find those people every day,
right?
So that's the kind of thing I do. I try to concentrate on a particular subject I'm interested in, and I'll look around, too, just to see what else is there.
Do me a favor. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break talking to Dean Weingarten on his way home from SHOT Show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden at the White House on Friday is taking time to address U.S. mayors for the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting. Biden commending them for their service while he points out some of the mayors who sought to defund police departments.
We shouldn't be cutting funding for police departments. I propose increasing funding. We ask cops to do everything, including be psychologists and social workers. Guess what? They need psychologists and social workers.
This comes as a number of Democratic mayors in cities around the country are going back on their goals to defund police department amid a rise in violent crime. The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to come down from its peak in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, USA Radio News. A man in Florida is arrested in a human smuggling case.
A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of four Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Close to 50,000 pro-lifers are taking part in the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. This comes ahead of Saturday's anniversary of Roe v. Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten as he is en route from Las Vegas to Yuma. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So, any guns catch your eye?
Oh, yeah. I was interested in this new P-15 pistol at Kel-Tec. It's very small, about the size of a wall for PP, very light, 14 ounces. It's not on market yet. They say they'll bring it out this year. And it's got one of the more interesting fire control systems that I have seen. It's got a grip safety. The take-up on the trigger, I didn't measure it, but it seemed about a quarter inch of take-up, and then a fairly crisp release at about 4 pounds or so, and single action. And it also has a magazine disconnector, probably for places like California that I don't think you could, you can use a 15-round magazine there anyway, but maybe police would want it. It's a really small, lightweight backup gun. The interesting thing about the fire control system is if you take the slide off and you look at the back on the right-hand side, there's a little screw. It's a regular straight screw, not a Phillips or a Allen wrench or anything like that. And you can so the slot acts as an indicator too. And there's three positions you can put it in. The first position is both the grip safety and the magazine disconnect are activated. turn it, and, you know, I don't have it here in front of me, but as I recall, you turn it about 90 degrees, and the grip safety is and the disconnector are both deactivated. Turn it another 90 degrees, and only the grip safety is activated, and the magazine disconnector is deactivated. So you can personally set it to which one of those three settings you want with just a little screwdriver once you disassemble it and take the slide off. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, I mean, it. You know, some of the CZ pistols used to come with it, especially the polymer ones, where you could either have it cocked and locked and ready to fire as a way of carry, or you could turn it into a drop safety or a drop hammer.
Yeah,
drop.
Right. Or you have there's been several that either had it. You could use it double action or single action. I think there were some that you know had about two or three ways you could adjust them. So that is kind of similar, but, you know, so many people dislike either grip safeties or magazine disconnectors. I thought it was an innovative piece of technology. Another thing about that pistol, and it's only 7/8 of an inch wide, and it weighs 14 ounces, and it's 6.6 inches long, and they have a full 4-inch barrel. So it's a small, lightweight pistol. Of course, when you shoot 9mm or something like that, you feel it. But the grip was comfortable to me. I liked it with the 15-round magazine, which has a little bit, maybe an inch of a grip extension at the bottom. So it's unusual. You just don't see people pistols, 9mm, that size with full 15-round capacity. And I talked to one of the employees. He probably was talking out of school. But, you know, I had my press badge on. It wasn't like he didn't know I was media. And he was saying that, putting an optical sight on it, and there's a, you know, there's an arrangement that you can put an optical sight on it, that at 25 yards, he could get 2-inch groups. That's very accurate for a small pocket pistol like that.
Very respectable.
The size of it is almost identical to their P1722. And the magazine capacity is close. The P17 has a 16-round magazine, and the P15 has a 15-round magazine. So you could use one as kind of an understudy to the other, but the magazine release is different. It's a push button on the P15, and the P17 has paddles, dual paddles on each side of the trigger guard. I mean, I like those paddles from what I've seen. They work well, but they are different than the push button on the P15. But they're about the same weight, about the same size, and about the same magazine capacity, and the triggers are fairly similar, too.
Did you go check out the new 30 caliber ammunition that came out?
Well, I looked at it, you know. I mean, there's not that much. If you don't actually shoot it, you get a couple more rounds per magazine. The energies are pretty close to what 9mm is now. So, you know, and the pressures, though, are considerably higher there. We're talking 50,000 PSI for the new 30 Super. And, you know, a regular 9mm would be about 35,000. Plus B Plus gets right up there to the range of, you know, getting close to that 30 Super. It seems a viable option. I kind of like the idea. I mean, if people like it and they want it and they're willing to pay, you know, a little higher cost for ammunition, more power to them. It's not that far off of a 7.62x25. It's probably real close to the old 30 Luger for power.
Right. I just don't know. I'm still trying to. I haven't shot it. I saw a little blurb come out about Nighthawk having two guns for that, and I was like, what's that caliber? I don't recognize that. And then I saw where the caliber was coming out, and I think Smith & Wesson has one as well. And my only question is, we're in the middle of an ammunition shortage right now.
Yeah, right.
How plentiful is this going to be?
Yeah, it's a good question. But, you know, they plan these rollouts months and years in advance. It takes a long time to develop a new cartridge. You don't just do it overnight. So maybe they just said, well, we're going to do it when we do it, and what happens, happens. The one thing about that new 30 Super is I looked at the dimensions of the cartridge, and there's an old, oh gosh, I think people referred to it as a 30 French long for an old French service semi-automatic. And it looks to me the dimensions are pretty close. I think you could make the old French long cartridge out of the 30 Super cartridge. So that brass could be sought after just by people who've got that old pistol. I mean, I saw two of them at the antique show, and I said, man, you know, it's a real hard cartridge to make the brass for because, you know, if you use something like a 32 Smith & Wesson, it's not quite right. You got to turn rims and put a groove on it and all this kind of stuff. And the 32, the regular 32 ACP is just too short to work. So this one might give some of the people who are trying to get ammunition for those old French pistols something to go with. Now, you wouldn't use the same ammunition, of course. It's way, way too powerful for the old 30 French, but you could use it as a base for making cartridges for the old 30 French long, which was based on the old Peterson cartridge for the, so I've heard, for the Peterson device in the 03A3 Springfield.
Well, hang on for me.
Never really got fielded.
Hang on for me real quick. We got one more break to get out of the way. Dean Weingarten, he is the biggest writer at the biggest website in the gun culture. And you're about to see a surge coming out of him. Ammoland.com is where it's at. Well over 1,900 articles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. He's on his way home from SHOT Show. And he gets to drive, and it's only going to take him 2 days. How long do you think it would take me to drive to SHOT Show from the East Coast?
Well, it depends if you got somebody helping or not. You can do it in about 35 hours if you've got people that just, if you live in the car and do shifts on driving. But for reasonable driving, you probably want to take 3 days.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The other, you know, on the one hand, I don't like flying anymore just simply because I really don't like handing over that control to an airline.
Yeah.
Because they take it. They take a lot of control when you're on one of their flights. But at the same time, I realized with all, you know, I saw the writing on the wall. I wonder how many people just didn't make it there because their flight got canceled.
I know that some did not, and I think it's been a substantial number.
Right.
We will know, yeah, probably this by tomorrow. This is one thing about the SHOT Show that they do. When you get your badge, you have to have a badge to move around to the show. It's got a little electronic tracker in it. They track all the places you go.
Right.
And how much time you spend where. And so they have an extremely accurate count of who's been there and when. And they probably can tally it up minute by minute as far as I know. But they certainly have to wait till the end of the show to get an idea of how many actual attendees they have. But we should know tomorrow sometime.
I would imagine. I don't know. The whole thing with how did you find the mask mandate? How did that work out? I mean, every picture I saw coming out of SHOT Show.
I didn't have a mask. I thought I had a mask in one of my jacket pockets, and I didn't. And so they wouldn't let me check into the hotel until they had given me a mask and I'd put it on. And then they wouldn't let me into a restaurant that night unless I had a mask and put it on and then immediately took it off after I got it to the table. It's just silly. And there were a lot of people that weren't wearing masks, but, you know, the governor has proclaimed an edict in Nevada. When you are indoors, you must have a mask on. And they were at least paying lip service to it.
Everything I saw,
a lot of people
though.
without masks.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that, too. I saw everything that I saw on social media. Nobody was wearing a mask. And that's, you know, that's fine. Most of the masks, as a matter of fact, have you seen that they've come out with a mask now?
Yeah.
That you can breathe through very freely because it's a mask only in name. It's a decoration.
I saw somebody wearing one of those. It's dark. The mesh holes are about a 16th of an inch. I mean, it's got this fine kind of mesh, and it's dark enough that it looks like you actually got a mask on, you know. But when you look at it, it's like a screen door.
Yeah. Well, I've ordered two of those. If I have to play, I have trouble breathing with just a regular surgical mask on. So I'm not interested in, I may be protecting myself from COVID, but I'm suffocating.
Our driver, when we went out to industry day at the range on Monday, had one of these comical kind of masks on. It covered his nose and his chin and everything. And it was the mask had printed on it the picture of a face with a big stogie cigar being smoked.
Right.
It looked pretty realistic when it was just a glancing. You did a double take. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I've seen some of that stuff. That's some pretty. I mean, I've got a box of masks that I had printed up with my logo on them for SHOT Show.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some of that. I saw, you know, yeah, there's all kinds of funny ways people are reacting to it, and it's just stupid. It doesn't really do anything. It's not really helpful. It maybe, you know, probably causes more problems than it does any good. But it's a way they can, you know, somebody can look at a monitor and say, we better watch that guy. He doesn't have a mask on.
Well, I mean, in order for a mask to work, they would have to be a certain kind of mask, and you'd have to have a bag of them. Because in order for it to really work, you got to change it every couple of hours. And then they're medical waste.
The people who promote masks say, well, look, in these very particular circumstances, if the masks are worn perfectly right, they do help somewhat. And I'm going, yeah, but they're hardly ever worn perfectly right in those circumstances, and so they don't help any measurable amount.
Well, I mean, I've seen the new kind of mask where they've made it for the guys that wear beards, so it covers the beard. But it's not... There's no seal in that.
Yeah, I saw one guy with some type of tanker apparatus and a pretty well-sealed little transparent thing over his nose and mouth and with a plastic tube. He was breathing some kind of bottled oxygen or air.
Right.
So something like that might actually work.
Hmm.
But you touch your face, you touch other people. Virus can live on your skin for a little while. I mean, it's really hard for a mask to have much effect. I think, if we'd have allowed people to buy ivermectin the same way they buy aspirin in the stores, and it's about as dangerous, probably have a lot more effect from what we see from the studies.
Well, we can't have that. That's preventative care.
It's too useful, yeah.
Yeah, preventative care. Can't have preventative care.
You are correct.
I don't know why, but you can't.
Well, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. It's absolutely some of the most asinine stuff I have seen. And, the amount, what they have done, and maybe there's God's hand in this, they have taught a whole lot of Americans not to trust the government or the media. And the two are intertwined.
Hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, I got no problem doing something if it has any degree of efficacy. If it does not, if it's proven that it does not. And I mean, for me, I looked at the whole mask thing as an experiment. To see how many people would comply. I mean,
yeah, sure. I've heard that.
Just makes me wonder sometimes. Just makes me wonder. Some of the stuff that...
At the antique show, It was also mixed. There were, I would say, there maybe a smaller percentage wearing masks, but there were a number of people that wore masks pretty rigorously. And then there were a lot of them that didn't. Even though you had to, supposed to have one, you know,
by
edict.
By edict. Anyway, so as you go home, I guess we're going back to normal. So which day would you prefer? You prefer Tuesday, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Tuesdays work a little better for me.
So starting next week, we'll have Dean on Tuesday nights and Friday nights, and I'm looking forward to the deluge of material that will be coming from him. If they can keep up with him and get it published. That's, you didn't get to have some talks, did you? There were some talks you wanted to have with some people.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing in life is perfect. So
I know.
I talked to a lot of people, had a great time. It was a very positive thing to go to.
That's good. That's always good to have some positivity come out of something. But in any event, thank you for joining me tonight, and have safe travels the rest of your way.
I will, and it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. You know this. You know this. They want to have total control over you. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.